A research fellow at the University of says the growth rate of Ghana in the last 5 years has been tremendous. It's as though Ghana's growth rate is higher than some low, middle and higher income countries. The economy still has features of a low income country. It said this during an ESA and UNDP presentation on efficiently expanding fiscal space to promote inclusive growth and acceleration of the Millennium Development Goals in Ghana. Rukeya Tumusa has filed this report.
A study conducted by the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, in 2010 focused on fiscal space and its impact on accelerating MDGs in Ghana. The report indicated ways governments can create fiscal space in its budget and suggested that government must avoid additional debt, institute better tax administration, and devise ways of exiting aid with special attention on MDGs. A research fellow at the University of California, Emmanuel Letuz, said despite the high growth rate, Ghana has major challenges.
Ghana is the 10th in terms of inflation, roughly 8 years. Ghana has been, which is well known, but consistently running a fairly large cash balance deficit over the past 5 years. In terms of both level of revenue over GDP and recent trajectory of growth, Ghana is actually very close to being a low-income country. In terms of revenue collection, about 5% over the past 5 years per year, but still it's close to the average behavior of a low-income country, not so much of a lower-middle-income country.
A senior research fellow at ISE, Dr. Robert Dakwose, has this to say on SMEs and infrastructure funds created in the 2014 budget.
We want to deal with the efficiency issue, we want to deal with the expenditure rigidity issue, and we introduce two more funds. Again, this is not a judgment on whether SME development is good or whether infrastructure development is good. The issue is that you must have a systemic way and spending in the way that leads to economic growth and indeed development. And the formation of these funds in itself doesn't guarantee improvement in efficiency.
A senior research associate at Harvard Kennedy School, Malcolm McPherson, suggested some short-term measures that government needs to take, such as freezing public sector wages, reducing the number of employees, and halting promotions. According to him, government should restructure its debt base and develop capacity building programs for the public sector.
Rukeya Tumusa filed that report.